Welcome to Floating Leaf Tea Podcast. My name is Shouwen, your host, and today we have our co-host here, Noah. Hi, Noah.
Hi, Shouwen. I'm Noah.
Okay. Every time I laugh when you say that.
I know, it's kind of a weird thing to say.
Yeah, to introduce a co-host, I guess.
Yeah, I always think that I should let people know who my voice is, like if there's people that never heard the podcast before. But I guess our voices are very different, so they'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
But I would say my own name. Hi, I'm Noah.
Cool. And then we should maybe invite some other tea friends here to do a few sessions with us.
It's been so...
disorganized. Not disorganized, just too much to organize, I think, due to traveling and stuff. I was away from the country for a month now, and so just slowly coming back. So hopefully it will be more organized.
We had cousin Jake in here a couple of days ago. I thought it'd be fun to record a podcast, but we had so many photos to take, and Jake's a great podcast host but an even better photographer.
True. So we were just goofing off and doing photography that day. Excellent. And so today we are going to drink a new Oriental Beauty that we sourced during this past
August.
August.
Not growing in August. Not harvested in August, I mean.
No, we...
I'm sure the bushes are still growing.
We found this tea in August. I normally don't keep track of which month I'm actually in nowadays. And just to compare to the previous crop that we have, this Oriental Beauty, the leaves are smaller, very cute, more tips.
Yeah, lots of tips, really
tipsy.
Maybe when you look at the leaves, it's like a full 25% white color. Usually it's more like, I don't know, 8 or 10% white color. So there's a lot of those really pretty white tips. That's why it's called Baihao white tips.
White tips, yeah. And the dry smell, it's very deep, sweet with some sort of a darker Chinese herbs.
Like a rich umami kind of smell in the dry leaves.
And now I just put the dry leaves into a warm pot. And the smell is so honey-like sweet.
It smells really good.
Yeah.
Really, it feels juicy when you smell it. You can feel the juiciness of the scent.
In the nose?
Yeah.
Oriental Beauty is getting harder and harder to purchase since it's a tea that only got produced once a year and much less volume. And so the price point is normally on the higher side. And I guess due to the lower volume, by contrast, there's a high demand. And so it's getting harder and harder to source this tea.
Also, it's one of Taiwan's most famous oolong teas. Just heard a siren go by. I'm hoping someday we can find a recording studio up in the mountains where there's no sirens. But for now, we're recording in our shop, which is on the street, which is also very good. In its own way.
Yeah. But lots of traffic sound and sirens and alarms. Well, they feel that I'm part of the city.
Very good. Oh, so much honey fragrance
in the nose, top
of the liquid.
Yeah. This new crop of Oriental Beauty has a very clear honey note, I would say. I think more than the last crop that we have in our shop.
And the last crop already had a fair amount of honey fragrance.
Yeah, it was already very strong and obvious. And this one is even more. This is the first infusion and already feel quite juicy from the liquid. A light to medium tea, though. It's not a heavy juice like the, let's say, Dongding traditional. It's a lifestyle of juice, yeah. So I guess more refreshing. but not necessarily, not like the high notes like oolongs, that kind of refreshing.
It's like star fruit juice.
Star fruit. Oh, yeah.
It's a really light, refreshing juice, but it's not super bright feeling.
Also, star fruit in Taiwan, normally they cure it before they make it into juice, so it does have that kind of a similar feeling. To be honest, I always tell people that Oriental Beauty is not my favorite tea out of Taiwan. As many of you guys know that I'm a big fan of Dongding tea. However, I actually drink Oriental Beauty quite often in a daily basis. Because I just really like how this tea, as you say, it's kind of refreshing and yet not like the higher note flowery kind of a refreshness. So it still have some sort of taste and enough taste and body inside of the tea, and it's the sweetness that I was looking for after a meal, and it's a very straightforward tea to cleanse my palate. And so normally after my lunch in the shop, I want a tea to satisfy that cleansing and to satisfy that sweetness. Sweet tooth, kind of a, how do you say it? Sweet tooth, I guess.
Sweet tooth, yeah. Yeah, after you eat a bunch of heavy food, it's not like you really want to go for a charcoal roasted dongding.
Or spicy food. Normally, after spicy food, I want some sort of a sweetness to eat. And so I think Oriental Beauty is one of the best teas for this purpose. Also, I really like Oriental Beauty in grandpa style. Yeah, it's just so easy, and I love the bouquet in a grandpa style. The moment that I will say that one of my favorite things from Oriental Beauty is the smell. The moment that the hot water touched the leaves, that always it captured me so much. And with grandpa style, you know, you are so close to the leaves, and then the cup is open and just hit it with hot water, it just automatically come into my nose. I absolutely adore it. And the empty cup,
it smells really good. It's more refined than
it's actually more refined. Maybe the leaves are more refined than the previous batches that we ever gotten. And so, and then normally after I brew this current crop of Oriental Beauty, I'll pull out some sets of leaves to look at them, and they are absolutely adorable.
Really, really pretty leaves.
So we'll go on for a second infusion, see how the tea opens up. Did I finish my thoughts on the after lunch theme? When it comes to tea, I think my head is just so eager to share so much more than my head and my mouth can come up with. And I just, you know, like, oh, Liz, oh yeah, I should talk about that. And then sometimes I'm not sure if I actually finish a thought.
I think you finished it pretty well.
Okay, cool. Anyway, to recap the thought, I love this tea after a lunch meal because of its straightforwardness and its sweetness, and I really enjoy it in a grandpa style. This tea, this Oriental Beauty, not this specific one, a lot of Oriental Beauties I've ever had really works really well in a grandpa style of tea brewing.
It's almost impossible for it not to show up when you're doing grandpa style brewing. It tastes actually very similar when you brew it in a pot too, which is not common for a lot of other teas. It'd probably be good after a really heavy dinner too. It just, the caffeine would probably keep you up.
Yeah, that's why if you notice, I keep mentioning lunch, not dinner. And breakfast, I do black tea, like our Yunnan Go. I do it, breakfast with Yunnan Go most of the time, or Kimmen black tea.
But this would be really good after like a my favorite meal right now, which is roasted chicken with alioli and some bread and some potatoes.
It might actually work because our tea colleague in Texas, Culture Cup, told me that he really liked our Oriental Beauty with turkey. So when you mentioned roast chicken, it might actually... I mean, sorry, chicken and turkey to put you guys in the same place. So,
that sounds really good.
So we should actually, I told him that I would try it.
After Thanksgiving dinner this year, we should eat it like
that. Yeah, yeah. And so the second infusion right now, it opens up a little bit more. So the surface smell on the cup smell a little bit deeper and richer. Ah, and there's that wonderful juice feeling.
Yeah, the feeling in the juiciness in the mouth is a little bit deeper now, too.
Yeah. So if you are listening and you are one of the Oriental Beauty tea fans, I think you should try this one out. We don't have a lot of these teas available this year. So after this specific batch, so I will have a new batch coming in pretty soon, and so just, you know, and compare the differences and
so,
stuff.
So this crop is actually from 2018 Oriental
Correct.
Beauty Harvest.
Correct.
So it's been aged for about a year, which is, I think, when Oriental Beauty shows up the best after about an year of sitting around.
Yeah, I do have a couple of experiences with Oriental Beauty that I tasted 1 year old, roughly about 1 year old Oriental Beauty tea from time to time, and I actually quite like, I like the feeling and the taste.
It feels like it consolidates itself a little bit more after about a year of sitting around. Because it can be a really light body tea, which is a nice feature of it, but when that kind of, over the course of a year, when the tea broth can kind of become more concentrated, even though it's still light-bodied, it feels like it's, you know, more focused on one point, which is kind of how this tea feels to me. A little bit more focused than the fresh new Oriental Beauty.
Yeah, yeah. And fresh new Oriental Beauty is also
also
very
really
good.
Yeah,
by any means.
Yeah. It's not one of those teas that's like, oh, let it sit for a year before you want to drink it. It's like, you can drink it now, but a year really does nice things to it.
And for those of you who are very new to tea, who are newer to tea and have no idea, like, what is this? So Oriental Beauty is one of the most famous Taiwanese oolongs. And it's a really special, unique tea out of Taiwan. And how it was produced is supposedly around, you know, end of May and June. Each kind of a time, it's a type of aphids called TJSSID, J-A-S-S-I-D. And then they will come out in a larger volume in tea bushes and to use a not a very pleasant word, they attack tea bushes. they visit tea bushes.
When they visit, they do a little bit of nibbling.
Maybe not nibbling.
Biting.
Maybe not biting. Well, there are multiple stories on this one. And then if you guys are very scientific, you can go figure that out. We are more into the end result. Some people say they nibble. Some people say they chew. Some people say they bite. My tea friends in Taiwan told me is... they have a, the aphids have a...
Proboscis, I think it's called.
Okay, whatever that pointy thing inside of their mouth. And then they just go behind the leaves and then poke that into the leaves just a little bit to suck off some juice. And then the tea plants don't like the phenomenon, so they produce yet another thing to defend themselves. And then the tea aphids will go away. And when there are enough of this happening, the TF is visiting, and there is more honey flavor showing up. Yeah. And
that's the canonical floating leaves tea answer to the question, what is Oriental Beauty? That's what we always say. Whether it's scientifically true or not, you know.
The thing is, I normally go to Taiwan for many years. I go in May, and then earlier May to middle of May, and then I go in November for the tea harvest season. And these recent years, I tend to go in summertime. Now that is my favorite season to go there due to my son's vacation time with me. And so I actually have not seen how Oriental Beauty is made so far.
Which
I see
is June, right?
Yeah, it's like mostly late in June. And so I have seen other teas being made, but not Oriental Beauty. And so for me, you know, sure, those I would say fakes are very important. However, where the TJ seeds have their interaction with the leaves, and the leaves have their interaction with the aphids, you know, how they attack and how they their interactions are, I am more curious with the result as a tea drinker.
Because some years it is a lot more honey feeling, mm-hmm. like more honey than you would expect any person could push out of a tea leaf just naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely some kind of special interaction. But it doesn't always happen as much. So mm-hmm. some years, like this year, well, 2018 actually, had a lot of honey note in both the previous crop that we had and this crop,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and some years, you know, just like how the weather goes, it changes, and it probably have a huge impact on how many of the aphids will show up. Yeah, so, and just, we like this one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very lucky to find this one. I think it's very good quality. It's more complex than what we usually offer, and I just love that strong honey. I would say clear honey and that juice kind of a feeling in the broth. I'm overall really satisfied with this Oriental Beauty. And I think the name just works so well with this tea. It is a very beautiful tea.
Mm. Mm. I don't think anyone would drink a Dongding or a more like Muja traditional style Taiwanin and call it Oriental Beauty. If they call it anything related to that, is grumpy old Chinese man.
Let's not get too far into this. I sometimes use that like the analogy too. I always say Dongding is like a middle-aged man with some roughness about him. And while when I describe teas like this, I have no intention to judge a middle-aged man, any middle-aged man with roughness. But the other side might be not taking it well. So the thing is, I'm obsessed with Dongding tea. Well, however way you want to think about it, you can think about it.
Yeah, that's also Floating Leaves canon at this point. Dongding is a rough around the edges, middle-aged man.
Mm. This third infusion is still maintain that juiciness and the honey flavor, and the broth is smooth. There's a little bit viscosity, and overall it's very balanced and everything tied together. Mm. A really pleasant tea.
Tastes really good.
Yeah, yeah. And so far, whoever have a chance to come into the store and try some of the new teas with us, normally this one is the one that we let people choose, and everybody's feedback is so good so far. Mm. So I'm really happy. Mm.
You actually arrived in Taiwan a day earlier than me,
mm-hmm.
and by the time I got there, you already gone and chosen Oriental Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, okay, whatever. It's probably a pretty good crop this year. No idea.
Yeah.
And then it gets here. I was super surprised at how special this one was.
Mm.
Especially because we didn't choose it at the time that the tea came out.
Mm-hmm.
usually I'm always worried, like, oh, the tea's going to all sell out by the time we get there, if we get there so late, you know. But pleasantly surprised, this is a really good tea.
Yeah. And we are going to have a lot more new teas coming in. And then so in the next couple of episodes, you guys are going to hear the recordings of our new additions to Floating Leaf Tea lineup. And super exciting to share all this with you guys. And we have been really enjoying doing these podcast recordings.
This is my favorite way to connect with customers over the internet. I feel like it's a lot more deeper connection than just like posting a couple comments on Instagram or something like that.
And so we are doing it, doing this out of love with our tea. And many of you have written to us to show that, to tell us that you really like this podcast program. And we really appreciate that. And but we are not doing any advertisement, and we are doing this for free. So if you want to show your support, please tell more of your friends and family to tune in with us. And
if you do social media, tag us on stuff. I don't know. There's a lot of different
social media outlets right now. And then another way to direct support our efforts to bring in better teas, more teas, and more information direct from the source will be shopping on our website, floatingleaftea.com. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next Monday. Happy tea drinking.
Bye-bye.
Bye.